You've built an MVP, a minimum viable product, and now you're struggling with quality, estimates, communication, and performance within your development team? Well, minimum viable products are important because they're minimal, right? That's what they're supposed to be. They allow testing the market with minimal effort. However, once you find that product market fit and customers are rolling in at scale, you might have to change how you work to keep up with the pace. And so most startups, most SaaS companies, especially bootstrap ones, when they're building an MVP in what I call the MVP building mode, which means working with junior developers, hacking together code, accumulating tech debt, doing it using simple and non-scalable infrastructure, just doing manual testing, right? Clicking, checking things out, trying to figure out if everything's working before a release, having a simple Kanban board to manage the development, or just no project management altogether. I mean, to be frank, you have one or two developers who really don't need much of a project management methodology, right? But also you might be using part-timers or just super remote software houses that you don't get to talk much in. You might not have a roadmap, none of these things, because they simply don't matter that much for the MVP. You're just trying to do the leanest thing possible to validate a hypothesis. And all of that works as long as you have the time to micromanage and as long as things don't need to scale. And that's the moment when you need to switch to building scalable software mode, which for me means, you know, having dedicated developers, senior developers, whether that's in-house or in a software house, that's, you know, that's a different discussion, but it doesn't matter as long as people are dedicated, senior, and you have access to them. You need to have set coding standards, refactor legacy code, do code reviews, peer reviews potentially, right? You need to implement a scalable infrastructure setup. You need automated QA coverage of your most important parts. And so for those who don't know, automated QA is just automated testing. That means you write software that automatically tests your application and tries to understand if everything's working or something breaks. And so that's very useful because you can test that. Even developers can have the application be tested whenever they make a change to the code. And so that is super, super, super valuable. Oftentimes, those changes are also or have to be accompanied by a change in how you lead your team, right? I said that most startup founders at the MVP stage micromanage to get the most out of a part-timer or a remote software house or a fractional developer friend or whoever who's not that dedicated. But once you build that capable in-house team, then you might need to designate a responsible owner, like a product owner or CPO or tech lead, that is given a certain authority, a certain mission, certain value of that role in itself. So you're switching from a transactional to a transformational leadership style, and you're building a team culture essentially. You're displaying a mission, a vision, and that people can follow and make more decisions on their own as opposed to using you for every single small decision, right? Because you probably have more important things to do by now, right? Focus more on marketing, build other teams, right? And especially if you have start to have bigger teams, you know, there's a limit on how many direct reports you can have. So you need to bring in or have senior tech and product leadership to really build out that infrastructure, to build out those standards, to coach internal people on how all of that is productively done, how we can run a productive dev organization. Those can be fractional CTOs or fractional CPOs. That is how you can move away from being a micromanager to being a leader if you don't have that expertise yourself. All that sounds like a lot of work, and honestly, it is, right? That's one of the bigger challenges most product companies run into, but every successful software company does go through that transition, and otherwise they might end up in a state of, you know, never-ending firefighting with slow progress and unhappy customers, and that's really not a spot you want to be in. So if you need help, consider hiring a fractional CTO or CPO for advisory, and that is one of the things that we do at TrustRing. And you know, be sure to subscribe to receive our weekly tips on running productive dev teams. And if you're interested in in this getting into your inbox or also more, you know, longer talks that we hold and can publish in our YouTube channel. We do publish those in our newsletter. So you can just go to our website. It's linked here and subscribe to our newsletter. And then you get all that for free in your inbox every week. If you have any questions, let me know. Write us, comment, and we'll make a video on that. Thank you so much.